fears of a dangerous precedent in Cyprus.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing travel insurance and assistance to over 9 million Americans through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a global perspective on business and economics. Financial markets overseas are falling sharply today thanks to the unusual terms of the EU bailout of the small island nation of Cyprus. A tax of up to 10% on bank deposits in Cyprus was proposed to defray the cost of the bailout, meaning if you've got money in a Cyprus bank, they'll just lop off up to 10% of it before you have a chance to withdraw it. Now, the proposal may be softened before it goes into effect tomorrow, but as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, the cat is already out of the bag.
There's no mystery why the levy is being imposed on bank accounts in Cyprus. The Germans in particular insisted on it. They believe that large amounts of cash in the Cypriot banking system belongs to Russian money launderers, and that it's only right they too should bear some of the cost of the bailout. But the levy also hits ordinary law-abiding depositors, and that's dangerous, says fund manager Henry Dixon. It could undermine confidence in the banks in other troubled Eurozone countries.
I think this is a scary measure that's been implemented. I think it would be absurd to think people aren't thinking about deposits in Ireland, Portugal, Italy, Spain, and thinking maybe, you know, my money's better out of the bank under a mattress.
There are even doubts about the legality of the savings tax, since most European bank accounts are insured up to $130,000. Much of the effort expended on the Eurozone debt crisis has focused on rebuilding trust in the banks. It would be ironic if the latest bailout triggered a bank run. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.